97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning. And if you know me, you know I am a huge, huge wrestling guy. On the line right now, the world heavyweight champion, Kane, is on the phone. Kane, how you doing, dude?
I'm great, Big Papa. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Where am I catching you today?
I'm actually at home. I have a few days off.
Is it parts unknown? Is it parts unknown? Is that...
Yeah, it's still parts unknown. Yeah. Actually, I don't even live... They don't even announce me from anywhere, so I guess I don't live anywhere.
Yeah, you live in a big ball of fire. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, so. Right. You're the sun.
Night of Champions this Sunday on pay-per-view. Of course, you're taking on The Undertaker. Also, The Miz and Daniel Bryan, the six-pack challenge, Big Show and CM Punk. You've been in the game for so long. How long have you been in the WWE? I'm going to guess 12 to 15 years.
15 years.
Look at me go. Now, you've been around for so long, and you've seen so many guys come, so many guys go. Is it the fact that you've been able to stay quasi-healthy and you know, been able to stay out of the bad stuff that a lot of the other guys fall into once they get to success? I mean, 15 years is a long time, dude.
Yeah, it is. I think the other day I heard a statistic that the career expectancy in WWE is about like it is in pro football. Most of the guys stay about 5 years on the average. So 15 years is a long time. And a lot of it does have to do with the fact that I've been relatively injury-free and I've been fortunate in that respect. I've been durable. And then also, I've just been able to adapt as times have changed, you know, and much like The Undertaker, who is not the same Undertaker that he was in 1991.
Right.
But he's gone through a series of incarnations and able to reinvent himself. I've been able to do the same thing to some extent. So, you know, as our business has evolved, as the WWE has moved through different epochs, I've been able to adapt and, you know, sort of fit in.
Again, we're talking to WWE superstar Kane, the world heavyweight champion. I consider you the fact that you're the champ almost like one of those career achievement awards at this point. The fact that they finally put the strap on you after so long.
Yeah, it is. You know, last time I had it for a day, so this is sort of an eternity. But it really is. It's awesome because a lot is expected out of the world heavyweight champion. It really is. Not only in-ring performance, but also sort of being the, you know, on the front lines in WWE and representing the company and all that stuff. So not only is it very cool for myself, but it's really a great honor.
And, I mean, is there any pressure as far as like the pay-per-view buys or the box office, you know, as far as, you know, you being in the main event? Do you feel any pressure on that end too or no?
Well, sure. I mean, I can only do what I can do, and that's get the best performance that I possibly can.
Yeah.
But, yeah, of course you would, you know, you always want the pay-per-view buys and the attendance to be as high as possible. You know, but that's something that I can only control to the extent that I can give the best performance.
Absolutely.
You know, that I can. Right.
So,
I mean, there is.
Kane, I gotta ask, how heavy is the belt?
It's it's pretty heavy, actually. It really is. It's probably, I don't know, 25 or 30 pounds.
Is it? Wow.
Yeah, it is, man. And it's funny because we have a sort of nice championship title that we keep for TV that doesn't get used at the live events.
Okay.
Because that one gets beat up because you travel with it.
Right.
You know, and the one that I was using for the live events had gotten beat up. And it was a lot lighter than the other ones.
Okay.
And so I traded it in, sort of. And they're like, oh, this is too beat up. We can't fix it. Here, take this one. And this is like the big, heavy 25 or 30-pound one instead of like the other one that's probably about 10 pounds. So there it goes in my carry-on bag, and it is significantly increased.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask. I was going to ask because you're on the road so much, going from city to city. How often do you got to pull that bad boy out going through airport security?
I always do, man, because otherwise they're going to go through all my bags.
Yeah,
so
and we don't want that.
I just grab them and take it out, yeah.
And you don't want the random security guy at the airport going through your drawers.
Right, exactly. Maybe that's what I should do. That's sort of underwear on top of it.
The World Heavyweight Champion, WWE Superstar Kane. Of course, Night of Champions this Sunday on pay-per-view. And SmackDown is going to find a new home pretty soon, too, right?
Yeah, October 1st, we're moving to Skyfox. We're really excited about that. We'll have our show will have penetration to more households. We won't be preempted as we are sometimes now. It's going to be a great move for us, and we're really excited to partner with Sci-Fi.
And I'll tell you what, anytime that WWE shows up anywhere, you know, the people follow, the ratings come, and you know, the cable network, whoever it is always happy with, you know, with the results that they're getting. So it's a quality product. Again, we're talking to Kane, Night of Champions, happening on Sunday on pay-per-view. Do you ride the road by yourself, or do you normally have someone that you always go with? How does that work?
I normally travel by myself. I find it's just easier. I can go on my own schedule. No matter who you're with, they may be cool, you may get along, but I don't know, you sort of want to do whatever you want to do at the time so you want to do it. And, if you're with someone, you have to compromise and hey, is this cool if we go there or do that? So, you know, and I can sort of tell them what we're going to do, but then they won't ride with me anymore.
Right.
So, I've decided to stay, and, I travel by myself pretty
give
much.
Give me a couple people who you used to travel with.
Paul Bearer, of course.
Yep.
I used to travel with him. Mick Foley, occasionally.
I heard he's cheap.
And, what's that?
I heard Mick's cheap.
I am too, to some extent, but I broke him out of the miserly mode anyway, as much as I possibly could. it's always a good idea to save money, but yeah, Mick could take it to a bit of an extreme. But some other guys, you know, just here and there.
Absolutely.
Whoever. I actually used to travel with my brother, The Undertaker, until we went our separate ways.
Now, I was going to ask, you know, you go into the ring, and you know, you and Taker have been phenomenons for so long. Is he the one person that you'd love to get in the ring with, or is there a couple other people that are like, you know, you're not only are you going to have a good match, but you know you're also going to take a physical, it's going to be real, real physical. I would imagine Taker's on the top of that list.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he is. And the great thing about being in WWE as long as I have, I can name dozens of guys, you know, that great performers you can have a great match with. Certainly, he's at the top of the list. You got guys like Stone Cold Steve Austin, of course, Triple H, Shawn Michaels. Now, I think CM Punk, Chris Jericho, you know, all those guys, Randy Orton, they're just, you know, they're very skilled performers at what we do. And it's always, from a performance aspect, it's always great to be out there with them.
The Night of Champions is this Sunday on pay-per-view. It's Kane versus The Undertaker for the World Heavyweight Championship, along with a bunch of other matches. Definitely go and check it out. And, of course, SmackDown moving to Sci-Fi. I know you got to run. One thing before you go, it's the quick six. Six questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, all right?
All right, man.
What movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
See No Evil. My movie.
Favorite toy as a child?
A Lone Ranger action figure.
Last song you downloaded to your iPod?
Probably a Rush song.
When you're on the road all the time, what are your go-to snacks?
Sunflower seeds.
I am too. Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
The top part.
Favorite toy as an adult?
Xbox 360.
What's your game?
Used to be Call of Duty, but my Xbox blew up recently, and I haven't played anything on it. But right now, I'm actually playing Mario Brothers on the Wii.
Oh, the one in the red box? I love it. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's Kane. It's Night of Champions this Sunday on pay-per-view. Kane, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it, man.
All right, thanks, Big Papa. You take care, man.
Take care. It's Kane, everybody. World Heavyweight Champion, Night of Champions, this Sunday on pay-per-view. We'll be right back. It's Big Papa in the Morning on KISS FM.